Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So a 13th game to play for, a second straight year. Oh, things have changed a little here in the last several days, like a new head coach. We do switch coast. We go from east out to west for this one in 22 days. The Foster Farms Bowl in Santa Clara against the Pac-12's Utah Utes. Tom Allen now in charge. I mentioned on Monday the last time we went west to California, we won a bowl game, the 1979 Holiday in San Diego. Last time we won a bowl was 25 years ago, the Copper in that shutout of Baylor, and Mark Hagan captained that team for Coach Bill Mau. And now he, like Coach Tom, joining forces here, as you know, this season to turn that Hoosier defense around, Hagan the line coach. So, some good karma, I think. And, now, as Coach Tom was saying, a great opportunity awaiting us out there.
Just to be able to be rewarded with a great bowl location, you know, against such a great team, a top 20 team, you know, in the country right now, and has been playing some really good football this season. So all those things combined make for a really, really great opportunity and a ton of excitement out of the Hoosier. I think we're still in the mode of a lot of recovery. You know, we had a 10-week stretch there where we did not have a bye week, and that took us toll at the end. And so getting a lot of guys healthy, getting injuries rehabbed, you know, getting our guys in the weight room and make sure we're running, conditioning, and still mixing enough practices to be able to allow us to stay sharp. But it's more about getting your body right. We'll have exams coming up here real soon, and got to be able to maximize our study habits for those and finish strong in the classroom. So it's going to be balancing that recruiting as coaches, and then also once we get back off the road, then we'll hit Utah.
Well, again, he may be a rookie head coach all of a sudden, but he's no rookie when it comes to preparation. By the way, IU's going to provide Hoosier students with those $10 tickets to the bowl game. All of the information that you need to know on iuhoosiers.com. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
I tell you, after playing who we played this season in the Big Ten East, no one out of the Pac-12 should throw a scare into the Hoosiers when preparations for the Foster Farms Bowl gets rolling. You know, respect all, fear none, the saying goes. Utah is 19th ranked, did beat USC, who's playing Penn State in the Rose Bowl right after the first of the year. And his All-American guard, Dan Feeney, was telling us just the fact that the reward of playing the 13th game in back-to-back seasons, well, it's a nice reward and would be even better, and a nice cap and hopefully a winning cap to his All-American career at Indiana U.
Definitely a big deal. Head out to California. Definitely be fun to go back there and just have a little fun, you know. It'll be different playing a Pac-12 team, but we'll watch our film. We'll get ready with all the intricacies yet. Haven't got into it, but we know they're a good team, solid team. Watched a couple games on them, so definitely be a good challenge for us. So I'm excited. Definitely need a little recovery. Definitely need to stay strong. Definitely need to stay conditioned. So balancing is the biggest thing. Obviously, watching film on them, seeing what they do. So find the proper balance for that. Just, you know, so you don't get too burnt out too quick before the game. So I think now that we've had a little experience of that, now we know how to time it out. It's exciting for me, and it's exciting to have it be my senior season.
Well, I'll add another definitely in there for Dan, and it would definitely be nice to see him step away a winner in his 13th game. Coming up on December the 28th out in Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, California. Well, by the way, mentioning football, the Indiana Football Cutters bringing back a championship coach in Eric Anderson, plus a new league to compete in for 2017. We'll have all of that details and then some a bit later tonight on Sports Talk. Live from Yogi's Sports Bar and Grill, we start a little past 6. I hope you can come on in and join us. I'm Joe Smith.